I get asked a lot about voiceover. And while I don't do it anymore, and haven't for years, today's guest is an expert voiceover artist. Today's another coaching call with an expert. And what's fascinating is that even though she's incredible at voiceover, there's still a little bit of psychology of the voice story that we're going to uncover and correct in today's episode. I think you're going to like to hear from her, and I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today, as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads, and for being a subscriber. I really love being on this voice journey with you. And you know, I really love what we're doing today. I've done this before, and I know you guys love it, but I have got another opportunity of live coaching on today's show. Mm-hmm. But this one is super cool because not only is this, you know, I bring all different kinds of people in all different industries on here to do this. But today, I've got a voiceover artist. I've never had a voiceover artist even on the show before. So how cool is that? Not only is she coming on the show, but she's coming on the show and letting me analyze her voice. I mean, that's it's really putting a lot of pressure on me, actually. You get somebody really good, right? So with me today is Suzanne Lynn. Suzanne, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my goodness, I'm just honored. This is just the coolest thing. Thank you.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, you do, tell us what you do, and I'd love to know how you got into this work and just sure. A little background.
So try to put it in a nutshell. I've been in radio since I was 15 years old. My husband was the first DJ, and I called because he had a really nice voice. And I said to my cousin, let's flirt with a DJ. And we'll be married 32 years in November. So that's from the A to Z. And just through radio and having equipment and wanting to make extra money, I was introduced to voiceover work and fell in love with it. And then from there, I was asked to create podcasts. So here we are. When I saw that this is what you do, what an opportunity. Because, you know, I'm presenting at conferences, I'm doing voiceover, I'm still on the radio, and a voice is my life.
Yeah.
And I want to be as good as I can be. I want to portray as being as real and effective as I can be.
Yeah. Boy, it really, I mean, I talk about voice as my life, but it really, in a different kind of way, it really is for you, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's an honor because I get to share through my voice, you know, branding and messages and things that are important to clients to be able to get their message out. So,
yeah, very cool. And then you do voice, what kind of voiceover work do you do? Commercials, industrials, or what kind of, all of it?
Yes, all of it. I've done poems, ebooks. Wow. I love e-learning seems to be, I don't do voices. I don't do characters. I grew up in Jersey and I can't even do a Jersey accent right. So I have really found that, you know, English neutral is, with the exception of a couple words like tournament and hot dog, you know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty English neutral. E-learning, commercials, phone messaging systems for businesses, really, really big. Probably my biggest projects that I get asked to do.
Oh, cool. You know, I can't even tell you how many times people have asked me, how do I get into voiceover, right? Mm-hmm. Do you get asked that a lot as well?
I do. Absolutely. I love going to coffee to talk to people about it because it's so much fun. I want to share it. If they're passionate about it, then I'll walk through every step to get you there. It's very competitive field now. Yeah. Even 10 years ago, you had to be in LA or New York. A lot of people had agents And now you can just pop some great equipment into a quiet room, a closet. And hence, so it's wonderful for those of us that got into it later, but because it's competitive, rates are also an issue. So it's just changed a lot, even in the last 5 years.
Yeah. I guess I was in my 20s when I used to do voiceover, and probably maybe my mid 30s when I put books on tape. But I don't do it anymore. But I have really, I agree, the industry has changed so significantly over years.
Yeah. Come back.
No. I like this seat. I like sitting in this seat a lot. It's just, it's funny, the journey that I went on to get here, it's so funny how our purpose is ultimately revealed to us, right? And that was I love doing it. And I used to teach voiceover when I taught for Mike Nichols School and the School for Film and Television up in New York. And I loved it.
Oh my gosh,
but
yes.
This is what I love. Okay, so I've made a couple of notes. Now, what Suzanne and I talked about before we jumped on, because she's a voiceover artist, I thought it might be really interesting for her and beneficial for her and you guys as well if I made some notes on what I hear just when she's talking to me versus what happens when she goes into copy. And are there any blocks or barriers that we have in one that we don't have in the other, or is it all the same? So I've asked her to just do a little spot for us right now. So I'm going to have you do that, and then I'll tell you what I hear.
Okay. So what I've chosen is a voice message that's supposed to sound real, like I'm actually making the phone call. Hi, yes, this is Suzanne Lynn, and I'm just following up on your federal student loan. I need to discuss your repayment options with some changes that have taken effect recently. So if you could just give me a call back, my number is 888-555-1212. And I'm going to give you a reference number. So if you could please have this number handy when you call back, it just makes things a lot easier for us. Your reference number is 023-940. Thank you.
Okay, great. Now I want to ask you one other question. You said you're doing a presentation, I think you said next week or Friday or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is that on? What is that presentation on?
Sure. So my presentation is going to be at a conference. It's the largest voiceover conference in the world, and it's in Atlanta. It's called VO Atlanta. And my presentation is bringing the track of podcasting to voiceover people, to the voiceover world. So there's different tracks right now. There's e-learning and gaming and e-books and Spanish and, oh my goodness, promo, commercial. There's all kinds of tracks. They've never had a track of podcasting. And it's just a different revenue stream. And I want to share with my fellow voiceover friends that there is some great money to be made in this. And it's another revenue stream that's a lot of fun. And a lot of people in VO have radio backgrounds. And that's what podcasting is to me, is bringing the polish and the basic skills of radio with what they've learned as voiceover.
Okay. So. That's great. Now, do you have any of that presentation where you could do like a minute or two? I didn't even give you a heads up on this.
Sure.
But it's okay if you don't, but I would just be curious to hear just a moment of that as well.
Sure. Well, I was going to start the presentation off with a joke, and I've been practicing that in my mind. I don't know if that's what you want me to start
off.
I'm a bad joke teller.
So no.
All right. So I plan to come out and just kind of break the ice with this. So there are two brothers, and they love birds. They both own two parrots. The one brother's parrots, very religious. They pray all the time. They're always reading Bible verses. The other brother, not so much. See, he lives in a house of ill repute. So his two female birds, they're constantly saying, "We're party animals. Want to have some fun?" So the one brother is really embarrassed by that. He mentions to his brother, "I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't have the birds repeating this kind of stuff." He said, "Well, bring them over to my house. My two boy birds are very religious and they're very good, and they'll help your two girl birds. Bring them over." Again in the same cage, and doggone it, those two girls once again said, "Hey, we're party animals. Want to have some fun?" And the one bird says to the other, Larry, put down your rosary. Our prayers have been answered.
Okay, good. Okay, good. All right, let me ask you something. I'm going to start right here and I'm going to work backwards. What were you thinking about when you were telling that?
I'm really nervous. I'm going to mess up my lines.
Totally. Okay. That's exactly what I heard in your voice was you were at the outcome. You were in the future. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I want you to do, I want you to tell it again. And this is something I work with people on all the time. They're, you know, just even a minute ago, I was working with someone and I said to him, is the person that you're talking to, are they reactive? And he said, yeah. How'd you know? And I said, because you're bracing in your voice. I hear you bracing. That becomes, or I call it foreshadowing. So that becomes the fuel that tells them exactly what we don't want. So we mm-hmm. get what we don't mm-hmm. want. Mm-hmm. So I want you to do what I call acting as if, and I want you to stay totally in the moment. Don't worry about being nervous. It's just, you know, like I told Suzanne, I said, this, I'm your greatest champion. Mm-hmm. I don't even believe in bad voices. I get stoked up about taking you to the next level. So it wasn't that it was bad at all, sure. right? But I, what was missing was I need you to pull me close. Mm-hmm. I need you to connect mm-hmm. with me. And when you're off thinking about the outcome, thinking about how this might flop or thinking about what I might be thinking about, I can't connect with you because you're out there and I'm right here.
So I wasn't really present in what I was saying.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. try it again and be okay. right here and reel okay. me in. Act as if this is the funniest thing I'm ever going to have heard in my life.
Okay. Well, hi, I'm Suzanne Lynn, and there are these two brothers. They love birds, and they each had a pair of birds, a pair of parakeets, parrots. Yeah, see, welcome to the worst joke teller in the world.
No. You know, now, and that's like my mentor. I said to him the other day, I said, I don't get business. And he said, yeah, because you keep telling yourself you don't get business.
Right.
So I actually want to give you, you know, I have the vocal variety elements. I believe in five because my research shows me that I can actually tell you exactly what variety element to use to make me feel what you want me to feel. They're totally linked to the five senses. So what I want in the beginning of the joke is it's this front end thing, and that front end thing is blocking you. So I want you to try it this time, and I want you to tell it like, you're telling me a secret and you're not telling anyone but me, but you really like me.
Okay. These two brothers, and they love birds. They grew up loving birds. So they've got each a pair of parrots. Parrots. Is that parrots?
Well, that's okay. But you know
I'm getting worse.
But you know what? You don't even have to go on because that was so dramatically different than the other two. Okay. Could you feel the difference in that?
I could feel that. I was talking to one person.
Totally.
I was talking to
totally you. In the moment. Totally, you know, I really care about you. Totally reeling me in. So don't be thinking, you know, and I know it's hard, right? Okay. Don't be worried about what we're going to think. You know, don't be in the past or the future. People are always in the past or the future, and your voice power is right here in this now. It's like, even if I know you're going to flip out, I'm going to act like you're not.
Right.
Because maybe we will get a different outcome this time. Mm-hmm. So that was really good. Okay. And that felt better.
I did feel different. It did feel better. Yeah.
Totally. When you go back and listen to this, what happened was the bulletproof glass that had been in between us fell down.
Mm.
And I heard your voice. I could connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
You were no longer talking.
Like,
yeah, you weren't talking at me. No, you weren't talking at me anymore. You were talking to me.
I even feel like a different, I know this sounds crazy, but I feel more of a heart connect having
totally.
A conversation with you now than
yeah.
in the beginning. I feel
yeah.
something different. Yeah.
That's it. And it's literally when we get up in our head, whether it's thinking about words or thinking about the past or the future, our voice literally cannot work. We are disconnected from our body and our voice. The message is in our heart. The voice is the orchestra of the heart. So by getting you to stop thinking about, oh, I'm a bad joke teller. Oh my God, I'm going to get this wrong. She's recording this. She's analyzing me, right? And just, you know what? I have to tell you something. like you've known me your whole life.
Mm.
And so there was this instant connection. I knew exactly who you were. So I think we were talking, maybe we started, but we talked about this before we jumped on. And I said that true revelation of you, mm-hmm. that was the true revelation of you. Mm. Not, well, let me get this right. And maybe that is a part of you, but I couldn't connect with that voice. Mm-hmm. This voice, I feel like I've known you my whole life. You let me in. So that was a mask of protection saying, well, I'm not a good joke teller. That's total mask because you are a good joke teller. And that's the thing. See, that's the thing about the subconscious is it is a trick and a trap to keep you playing small. And you might be thinking, I don't play small, but these subtle little things will sabotage getting you to that next level. And so you're successful. You're great. You are amazing. But I want you to even go up more. I even want you more gigs, more revenue, more following. That's what I'm interested in. What is that top level? And so just these little subtle shifts, that's all the difference. It's amazing. So that is what I want to say about the presentation. I think you can take that nugget and use that anywhere, you know, in your recordings, in your, you know, your commercials, in your everything. It's just remember to stay in that now with me. Who are you talking to? Really talk to them. Talk to me versus at me. Even, and you are skilled enough to know to do this. I know you know how to bring a script to life where a lot of people don't. I know you know how to do that. But even when you've got that script in front of you, totally talk to me. Because we instantly, I mean, you're going to go back and you're going to hear, I think you'll hear it. I heard it big time when the wall fell.
I felt it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the nugget you want to recreate. When all this is said and done, it ultimately becomes about muscle memory, not thinking, oh, what did she tell me to do? It's about how can I recreate that feeling in my body, right? And then you just do it and you do it and you do it. And then all of a sudden you've created a new habit and you never go back to the old way because now you've got proof that nothing bad happened. For your subconscious to go, oh, well, I guess that's safe for you to let them know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to have that new proof. We're working off of old proof. Okay. The copy was really good. The question that I wrote down on this was, and I don't know exactly why I'm working backwards because I think when I talk about what I hear specifically in your voice, it will affect everything. And we may revisit something, but what I wrote in the copy was, what do you want me to feel? I don't know exactly what you wanted me to feel. And I sat here thinking, even this is kind of a neutral kind of piece. You know, like I was thinking about if I was sitting there listening to this recording coming in, and I've had plenty of those calls, right? Even those student loan calls, okay? Right? What do I want them to feel? So now as a voiceover professional, you can ask that question, but I think that the real question is, what does the client want you to make them feel?
Mm-hmm. So just kind of giving back to you, initially, what I was trying to be is just very real and very believable that I can take the role of this person who's making this call. So maybe it doesn't sound like it's, you know, canned. I'm sure it's going out to lots of different people. Now on this side of the wall coming down, I wasn't really in the copy. I was so concerned about trying to sound real and natural with my ums and, you know, that's what I was focusing on. I don't really know what I read.
Okay. So this is great. This is in a way the same thing. And I think that you're great. I mean, you can totally see how you work all the time, but I think this is going to make you even better. Are those ums written in that script?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to say, whoa, they're writing ums in a script. That's amazing. Okay. I want you to do that again. It's short. I want you to do that again for me. And I want you to take the same approach. the realistic piece of it was really was there. But I want you to go with this approach of, but see what happened, even that you were up in your head again. Mm-hmm. I want to get you back down in your body again, because that's when I really know who you are. So just imagine, who are you talking to on the other end of that line? Mm-hmm. You know them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Janet. Yeah, listen, I got to tell you, you got this deal. I don't want you to miss it or whatever. Before we dive into feel, let's go back and revisit, talk to me, not at me. Mm-hmm. And see, this is how I approach voiceover different than a lot of the voiceover teachers. A lot of the voiceover teachers are like on and this and energy. And I get it real. Get out of your head. Get in your body. What's your heart telling me? So try it again with that approach and let's see if we hear a difference.
Hi. Yeah, this is Suzanne Lynn, and I am following up regarding your federal student loan. I really want to discuss your repayment options. We've had some new changes that have taken effect recently, and if you would just give me a call back, we can kind of go over those options. My number is 555-7272, and just to make things a little bit easier, I'm going to give you a reference number. Actually, it makes it easier on our end. If you could have that number when you call back, that would really help us out. Your number is, I don't know.
Okay. All right. How did that one feel? Different?
About the same? Way more off the script.
Way more off the script. Okay. I want to make it even better. I want you to do something. And I know when I do these things, I said I'd fix one thing. Dang it. I can't help it. I'm just too excited.
I'm glad. I'm so grateful. Seriously.
Geek out on this. Okay. So something, a technique I call reveal in the moment. Reveal in the moment is I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly the outcome I want. I know exactly what this script says. Again, it links a little bit to that. I already hear you're there. Mm-hmm. So I call it reveal in the moment. I make up a lot of titles for a lot of things, but it's like, you know what? I just got an idea. What I think we ought to, I think you ought to call us back. I think, you know what I think we ought to do? I know exactly what we ought to do, but I'm not coming at it that way because that does not include you. Mm-hmm. And I want you to think you're a part of this, even though I've got the flipping script right in front of me. You aren't a part of this. But it builds connection.
So kind of like suggesting that they call me back is a revelation that's happened right at that time. Kind of like, boom. Hey, why didn't you?
Boom. Don't call me back? Boom. Totally. And it takes you, again, it's another level of in the moment. And why I talk about this as true revelation of you, I guarantee you, if you start paying attention, talking to your husband or your friends, you're doing exactly what I'm telling you to do. And then we get into the business mode. We get into the voiceover mode. We get into mode. And all of a sudden, we feel this need to get up in our head and get it right, or get the words right, or get the script right. And I want to give you permission to know that you've got this, because you do.
I love that.
You do.
Right.
You're a pro. It's like my experts. I work with successful people. And I'm like, why are you asking my permission? You know what you're talking about. But somebody had to give them permission to be the expert, right?
Right, right. Everybody's insecure.
Absolutely. And the subconscious wants that, because then you'll play safe. Mm-hmm. And that's the subconscious's number one role, is to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. So the intention was good, and it really, really needed it when you were five, but you don't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. So try it one more time. And you said a great word. I say in the moment, you said, I don't even remember the exact word you said, like revelation or discovery or something. And yes, mm-hmm. even though you got the script right there, mm-hmm. I'm not going to discuss it with you, but you act like I am.
Right. Right. Like it's the one and only phone call that's being made that day.
Yeah. There you go. And you're not really sure of the outcome. Right. You're kind of hoping, you know, but I don't honestly really know. What do you think?
Wow.
And now I just gave you all the power. No, I didn't. I made you believe you had the power. I have the power now.
Right.
To control this, control how you feel. So I don't have to worry about the outcome anymore. Now I control the conversation. and I do it through my voice.
Wow.
Yeah. Try it again. Cool, right?
Yeah, very cool. It makes a lot of sense.
Right?
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So try it again.
Yeah. So this is Suzanne Lynn, and I'm following up in regards to your federal student loan. I wanted to discuss some repayment options that we've got. There are some new changes that have just recently taken effect that might be of interest to you. So why don't you give me a call back? My number is 555-7035. I'm going to give you a reference number. It might make it easier for you if you have that so we can get right to your account. Your reference number is D104735.
Okay. Totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. Did that one feel different?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
Totally. Yeah. Totally like we're a team.
Mm-hmm.
And see the value, you know, listeners, I don't know how many of you are in voiceover, but there's a real value, probably not that many of you really, but there's a real value. I want you to notice what we just did here. She's playing customer service. The one thing that can really unravel me is a customer service person. I navigate the world by voices. Mm-hmm. And customer service that sounds like they're reading a script, that sounds like they're getting a tone, I am going to flip out. I mean, that is the one thing that undoes me. I just can't handle it. So if you are a business owner and you have a customer service team, this is your nugget right here.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing the role of somebody that works for somebody that needs a result.
Right.
What she just did is going to get the Student Loan Corporation a result. Whereas, you know, Suzanne didn't do this, but so many of your customer service people, they're foreshadowing, they're out in the future, they're reading the script, they're disconnected. And you want me to give you something?
Right. Sure.
Not without making me feel.
Sure.
That made me feel like you're on my team.
You know, it's an interesting concept because I've never put, until I talked to you, radio strategy with voiceover strategy. With radio, you would never come out and exclude anybody. We always start breaks, something like, imagine if you were at Disney and you saw an emergency happen with a baby. You bring the listener in first, but I've never realized, oh my goodness, you can do that with, even if the copy is word for word.
Yeah.
It's something that you bring that wall down and it's something that comes from your heart.
Totally. Huh. And I think part of that is that's how people teach it,
mm-hmm.
which I don't. And I think that part of it is that's how people do it. And so I think we just kind of start doing something a certain way without even realizing, you know, I can't tell you the number of times people have said something just like that to me. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize I could do on video like I did or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, but, and even then, you know, there's some of my, like that podcast movement last year, they just kept laughing at me because I kept saying, stop with the radio guy voice. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want that either. So it literally to me, I don't care if it's voiceover, if it's radio, if it's video, if it's a PowerPoint presentation in a C-suite boardroom. You've got to make me feel and you've got to connect with me. If I cannot connect with you, you're talking at me.
Wow.
And the attention span now, when I started this work 28 years ago, was 2.5 minutes. Now it's 7 seconds. So what becomes so important, people talk about the hook. What the hook really is, in my opinion, is nothing in your voice that prevents me from connecting with you so that I can go on the journey with you. Because if I don't connect to your voice, I got Facebook over here.
Sure.
I got stuff to look at. I have a smartphone. I don't need to hear you.
Right.
Right. So, it is, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about what it is, but what it is it's about getting rid of the masks and lowering the bulletproof glass, even if you're reading a script.
Mm.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that's great. There's a huge difference in those. Now, okay, so let me tell you what concerns me, and it doesn't concern me, it's not a concern. What I want to ask some questions about in relation to your speaking voice. And you may say yes, you may say no. I it's it's trickier for me to really nail stuff down sometimes with some people. And you have a trained voice. So I feel like you're disconnected from your breath. Doesn't mean you don't breathe. Mm-hmm. But what I hear happening is I hear your sound coming up and I hear you having to work a little bit to get it out.
Okay.
Would that be accurate? It's a flow thing. Your sound, you've got a beautiful sound. Okay. So I'm getting real technical now and I'm dissecting specifically. I feel like you're having to work to get your sound out. It is not completely flowing to me and grabbing my heart.
Okay.
And circling around my heart. And I think it's an air thing. I'm not sure. I want to run you through something.
Okay.
Do you ever feel like you have to work to get your sound out? Or no? Does that resonate on any level?
I've never thought about it.
Okay. You'll be able to see the difference when I run you through something.
Okay.
Now, my next question is, do you grind your teeth?
I don't think I do, but now I'm wondering.
Yeah, because it's the lock is here. Like, okay. And you guys can't see me, but I'm holding my hand right under my jaw. You don't feel like your sound stuck in the back of your throat, do you?
No.
No. Okay. No. What it is then, and this is societal, I think, your sound is coming up and it's not bad. Like, I've done episodes on, in fact, I just did an episode on women getting locked in a high pitch or lilting up. That's not what you're doing. But there's a tentativeness that you kind of get into in a little bit higher pitch that is keeping your sound from coming straight to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's one of two things. It's a placement thing where literally your subconscious literally adjusted your muscles to hold that sound. I don't, like with a lot of people, I feel like they are not giving me their sound. I literally can hear the hold and the strain on the sound. Like, why are you resisting letting me have it?
Right.
I don't hear that. It's a gentleness. It's a tentativeness. It's a, I'm not sure about this, mm-hmm. is how I'm processing it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's who you are. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's what you mean.
Right.
But I think what it is you're running out of fuel. So I want to play with something really quick. I want you to tell me what your favorite food is.
So up till January 1st, when I started keto diet, my very favorite food would be chicken parmesan, fettuccine alfredo, Olive Garden.
Okay. So I want you to say, and this is our baseline. I want you to say, I really love everything at the Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm. I do. I love everything at the Olive Garden.
Okay.
They are wonderful.
Okay. See, your sound it's falling through here,
mm-hmm.
which is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. There's nothing bad about your voice. What I want is for it to reach across the room and grab a hold of my heart and not let me go. So I want you to do this. I want you to take in a breath and I want you to exhale and I want you to say the word sigh. So you're going to go sigh.
Sigh.
Okay, good. Do it again.
Sigh.
Okay, good. Do it again.
Sigh.
Okay, now say, I really love everything at the Olive Garden.
I really love everything at the Olive Garden.
Okay, did that feel different to you?
It felt fuller.
Yeah. Did it feel like it flowed a little bit better?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what.
I felt confident. There was something like confidence when I did it.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Do you think that sometimes you feel not confident?
I think very often.
Really? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. People.
I mean, I've always had this thing feeling like I'm not a very smart person.
Okay.
So I think I'm okay at what I do. I do well. I think God's just blessed business to come in. But, you know, as far as I don't know. Somehow I haven't earned it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you what I hear, what your subconscious, that's spot on. Because what I hear, even when you did sigh, you're going into brace. You're bracing what could happen if I put this out there? They might think I'm not smart enough. They might think I'm not good enough. It's probably linked to a little bit of fear of judgment, which everybody has fear of judgment. Okay. Even me, not necessarily about my voice, but I've got it about other things. Sure. It is human nature because humans judge. And especially in the social media world, why in the world wouldn't we have some fear of judgment? Sure. But what your subconscious has done is it has said, like at some point, maybe somebody even said, you know, you're not really very smart, Suzanne, maybe a teacher in third grade or something, right? Or maybe you just thought it, maybe you made that decision. So what the subconscious has done has put you in brace mode. And then you've done an override where you've said, I know how to breathe. I'm a voiceover artist. And you take in your breath, but then you're really careful about letting it out. Even on that third sigh, you were clamped down on it and then you knew you had to release it. And so you did. Does that make sense? It
makes a lot of sense.
I'll tell you why else the subconscious locks down breathing, and every person on earth is disconnected from their breath, whether they believe it or not. And this was fascinating. When I did this work for Mike's school, we would line the actors up and all we would have them do was breathe and say certain words and connect it. And every time they would sob, that led me into a research project. Connection to the breath puts us in the utmost place of vulnerability.
Wow.
So if I let this air out with this sound, you're going to know how I feel. And what if you don't like the way I feel? It's very significant and severe with people that I've worked with that were raised by narcissistic parents like myself. They went into brace mode probably before they were three. And they were not allowed to, I was raised in a family, you don't know this, Suzanne, but I was raised in a family where I wasn't allowed to speak. The irony that I'm a voice coach, wow. But very, very early on, I learned that I had to get it right if I said anything. So of course there can be, and life, just we add up these dings. Maybe a client wasn't happy with some work. Maybe you are a perfectionist and you want to get it just right. And so you kind of brace because it's not feeling right. And I don't want to get it wrong. And I don't want to lose this gig and see all these stories.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're in brace mode.
Well, my father passed when I was 3.5.
So wow.
What you're saying is making a lot of sense. Like, you know, where my siblings were and things that were going on.
Boom. There it is. That is part of your psychology of the voice story. Mm-hmm. You didn't even know it existed. Mm-hmm. None of, you know, everybody's got one, and generally they're pretty set by the time we're 5.
Wow.
Now, the world compounds it with relationships and teachers and siblings and parents and bosses, and it compounds with bad experiences, but the core of the story set you up for all of this. You know, I could absolutely see why you would go into brace mode. Fear, that's trauma, you know, daddy's gone, you know, and being in that brace mode because of that. So it's not that you don't know how to breathe. It's let's take you up to that next level of letting us in. See, I wouldn't even be surprised if, you know, I don't exactly know where I was going with that, but I bet part of that story is, I bet there's a piece of abandonment there. So we have to be careful about what we let out. You know, I don't know, but I have seen that before with people that I've worked with they lost their parents early, you know, and that's the perfect example. The subconscious is just trying to protect you.
Sure.
It was just doing its job, but now it's okay. So what we want to start working on is that you are always fueling those words. You're always connecting them with the breath so that they always come out together because, well, there's a lot of reasons, but with you specifically, it's going to help that flow. So I'm not going to feel like, where's your sound going? I want your sound to come over here. That's going to be the fuel for it, right?
Right.
And that's going to help that sound flow out without any work and flow over and reach me and touch my heart. So we just have to kind of work on it, and it's just got to be put in the muscle memory. I don't think that it's, you know, everybody's different. Maybe for you, you're going to be able to incorporate that as you're doing voiceover because you're an expert and you know how to work these things. But maybe it's something that you're going to practice on the side. One, it doesn't matter which way, but you've got to put it in the muscle memory because right now you're drawing from the top layer and your top layer may have been put in when you were three. Mm-hmm. That psychology of the voice element that you've probably never even thought about in relation to your voice until today.
That's pretty incredible stuff.
It's so exciting. Just keep it out. I just love it. I mean, you know, it's like you said, thank God for the business that that's how I feel about this gift. Yeah. You know, what an honor to be able to help take people up one more level, but even more than that, to bring some more freedom, mm-hmm. more freedom that, you know, it's okay to let people know who you are. It's okay. You're going to get more of what you want if you let us in, when you let us in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, when you connect with people on a heart level, that's the best conversation you can ever have.
Right. And what happens in my world when you do that, I instantly connect with you. You're talking heart, you're talking feelings. You start using your voice in such a way that it makes me feel something. The only way you're going to compel me to take action, like hiring you, is if you make me feel. Mm-hmm. If you're up reciting words, you're talking at me. Mm-hmm. I feel nothing.
Wow.
Right? So it's totally next level. So was that helpful?
It was pretty much mind blowing. Thank you so much. And I'm very grateful. It's the week before my presentation. So
yeah.
I can really start to breathe.
Yeah.
Try this and think. I've got a lot to think about.
Yeah. I have that effect on people.
you're amazing.
I mean, well, thank you.
Seriously, thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. I know it takes some guts to get, you know, to do this, much less do it on a recording and, you know, but it's my intentions are never bad. You know, it's not about, I'm going to tear these people down. You know, it's all about, I know what this can do to change your life. Mm-hmm. And so to have the opportunity to demonstrate that for you and for my audience, that's truly a gift. You know, that's truly a gift. So thank you so much for coming on and let us know how the presentation goes. Let me know and I'll let the listeners know. By the time this episode rolls out, you may have done it. So yeah, definitely let me know.
All
right. Well, this was a great time. This was a great episode. Listeners, thank you so much for being here as always. I'm going to wrap it up for today. Till I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.